Hi friends, we are halfway through the semester and it feels like time has flown by in a heartbeat. If I look at how high I have already come on the mountain of information, I feel dizzy and yet completely amazed by the fact that 90% of the information in this class so far was completely new for me. It is like going into an unending cave of priceless knowledge jewels. This week's topic was Wiki, and you would not believe how much information and research has been going on this particular topic. Dr. Bonk shared 4 research projects that he has done till now on wikis. Just a tip of the iceberg, guys. Last week we talked about participatory learning. You complete a circle of knowledge by creating, using, and remixing the content. Some questions were, how do you provide more choices and self-directed learning opportunities? How do you provide open, genuine, inviting, respectful, active, collaborative, learner-driven, meaningful, interactive, and reflective learning experiences? Wow, that was a mouthful. Well, these are important questions, and Wiki can be an answer. Did you know the term Wiki comes from a Hawaiian term wiki-wiki, which means quick or informal? There is also another way to look at this word wiki. It is a short form of the phrase, what I know is. By definition, wiki is a collection of web pages or documents that can be easily viewed and quickly updated. It is a writing and resource sharing site that many people can build upon and change. Simply put, it is a speedy and simple way of sharing information on the fly. The article that I read for this week by Roy Rosenzweig talked specifically about whether history can be an open source through use of Wikipedia. It outlined some of the key policies of Wikipedia. Wikipedia is an encyclopedia. Its goal goes no further. Personal essays, dictionary entries, critical reviews, propaganda or advocacy, and original research are excluded. Their motto is, avoid bias. Articles should be written from a neutral point of view, representing different views on a subject factually and objectively. You can publish a compilation of presidential biographies based on the profiles in Wikipedia. You can even rewrite half of them. But your new version must give credit to Wikipedia and allow others to reuse and refashion your revised version. Content is available to be downloaded, manipulated, and data mined. Now, this is what I would call participatory learning through collaboration using a true open sourceware. This brought us to a big question of credibility of information on Wikipedia. Allison Heed and Michael Eisenberg talked about how college students are using Wikipedia for course-related research. There is always a debate of whether it is credible to use Wikipedia for research or not. This particular article shed some light on the true facts. It is true that students mostly use Wikipedia, but most of them use it as research before they begin digging into other scholarly sources for their papers. Students like using Wikipedia because of its simplicity and the breadth of its coverage. Today's students don't just assume the accuracy of Wikipedia, instead, they negotiate it. They start with Wikipedia and go on to substantiate the knowledge via other more scholarly articles. Now, that is something that you don't hear often, do you? Do you think that only grown-ups use Wiki? Well, you cannot be more wrong. One of the research studies that Dr. Bong shared in the class was about elementary school teachers' perspective on teaching and learning with Wikis. In the findings, it was found that teacher participants created their class Wikis mostly for their students and parents. They valued Wikis in education and believed that Wikis promote cooperative learning, student-centered and customized learning approaches. Okay. All this till now is understandable. But who are these people who create all this content on the Wikipedia? I haven't seen anybody applauding these thousands of people who have contributed so much to the pool of knowledge over the years. Not only this, but there are also people who make sure that the material going up on the Wiki is being moderated. Amazing spirit of contribution and community, and I think true altruism. The video link I'm sharing with this podcast is Wiki in Plain English. This guy who makes this series is just wonderful. You know my mantra, watch it to believe it. Signing off now. See you all next week from the treasures from the open world.